Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast. With your, oh damn, couple, Jay, and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, April 27, 2015.
And this is episode 176. How about we're a damn couple today?
We are, oh, damn.
Oh, couple. Damn. Couple.
I like that.
not like a mistake, oh, damn. It means like,
oh, damn.
We're awesome, oh, damn.
We're like the, oh, damn, like when the dude sees the girl passing in the hallway with the big old booty and he's like, oh, damn.
Okay, like that. So so I will come clean with those on the live show and also that may listen to us later. I did forget to name us. And so
we're the damn.
We're the old damn couple.
I
so
like that.
You know what? We're going to roll with it, you know, because that's what we do up in the Valen Tavern. We roll with the punches.
We do.
We roll with them.
Rolling with the homies. Get us from... Rolling with the homies.
I don't remember.
It's from the Clueless movie.
Oh, man. I was going to get my water while I was in the bedroom. But I know. Because you are amazing. So, how's everybody doing? This is my lovely wife, Renee.
Yep. And this is the Valentine Cast for a husband and wife team.
Yep.
We team up like Voltron to do a podcast.
I know. We're missing like three other people. The girls aren't old enough to help out yet. So,
yeah, they could be on the pad. We could have little
segments. Well, I mean, my
there.
Other kids are old. No, I guess we could. But that'd be like the right arm fighting the left arm and
yeah,
the right arm.
It would be Voltron cannibalism.
Right arm punching the left foot,
yeah,
left leg.
Pretty ridiculous out there.
You know, then we'd be falling on my face and stuff like that because, you know.
Actually, you don't even need me.
Yeah, we do. You need five.
Oh, well, all the kids be Voltron. We'd be left out in the cold.
Yeah, all the kids be Voltron. We'd be the pilots. You know, we had to keep it organized and everything. So, we're going to say, what is going on to the Valen Tavern?
Who do we have? Hey, Valen Tavern.
Who do we have in the Valen Tavern?
Valen Tavern,
today?
We have JK Grammar is in the house, and Punk Gopher is in the house. Diddy was in the house.
Oh, yeah?
And Zobby is here as well.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
Thanks
hey,
for,
y'all.
Hope y'all are settling in with a nice drink. I left my water in the bedroom.
Yeah, we're drinking water. I hope y'all are drinking something significantly stronger.
And I left my beer up front. So.
At least with caffeine.
Yep.
But if not, you know, an actual drink.
Yep.
But, I need to find a...
I think I hit my monitor earlier
you
today.
You know what? I should buy, like, a bottle of sparkling cider a week just for Valentine Cash.
I could go up and get my beer, but I have some cupcakes that, you know, are waiting for us. You know, I was going to bring those back and...
No, I can't enjoy them when I'm on the air like I want to.
Okay.
Because I'll be like... And that's not cute. Nobody wants to see that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So we have we have some folks in the Valen Tavern. I'm selling them for drink and... You hit an article right at the very beginning.
I did.
Before the show.
I just want to say that it's sad that I get a lot of my news from Facebook. I'm
right,
going to put that right out there.
So what happened?
So
what happened was...
Former NBA player.
Okay.
Scottie Pippen. He has a daughter.
Okay.
This daughter was arrested for public urination in a hotel lobby.
All right.
They have a picture of her. She's very pretty compared to Scotty, because Scotty's not here. Let me put this.
See, I was going to say that, But I thought I was going to be mean.
No, I mean, everybody knows that Scotty's not the hair. I put that in the Mallon Tavern.
He is. He's not ugly.
No. Only, okay.
I don't think he's ugly.
So, Sierra, which is a very pretty name, Sierra Pippen, she's 20.
How's it spelled?
S-I-E-R-R-A.
Okay.
Sierra, she's 20. I put a link in the Mallon Tavern if you're looking. She was arrested early Sunday for drunkenly urinating in a hotel lobby in Cedar Rapids. She was in Iowa City. Sorry. She entered the lobby of a Sheraton Inn, urinated on the floor, and then left. She was found a short time later next to the hotel and appeared to be intoxicated. But the thing is, though, she's 20 and she had 2 bar wristbands at the time of her arrest. I guarantee she was let into the bar because she's Scottie Pippen's daughter. Because she's not old enough to be in a bar.
Huh.
But yet,
well,
she had
well,
2
well,
bar
come on. Let's back it up. You said she was cute. Right?
She looks pretty, but
okay,
I mean...
Okay, bars normally let cute girls in, even though they're underage.
They didn't do that here.
Just to get the fellas to come in. Well, they do. I'm just saying.
They do that in Louisville. That didn't fly here. So this was... Yeah, this was reported... Just this afternoon. So good on you, Sierra. I hope you get some. I hope you learned your lesson. Probably not.
Well, my thing was, you know, we were having a conversation. I was like, okay, so, I mean, was she drunk? Did she like pee in her pants? You know,
people don't get arrested for peeing in their pants, babe.
And then the question came up for me was, if she had a dress on, and she was just walking. And she peed.
That's not public urination. I think public urination is when you actually go and urinate on
so
purpose.
So, what?
She probably hiked up her dress, urinated, and then walked
out. Well, if
out.
She hiked up her dress, that would be public indecency also.
Or maybe she hiked up her dress to where it was covering her, but it was like...
That's what I'm saying. So, what if a person is walking, or if they just stop and they do the whole crazy eyes pee? They just stop.
That's public urination. If you do the crazy ass pee, that's public urination.
Okay, so you're saying if
that's
you
crazy
just,
ass pee.
So if you're just walking and you just happen to pee.
But that's not crazy ass pee.
Okay, that's not crazy ass pee, but I'm just saying.
No, if you're just walking and, your bladder lets loose.
I'm Jay. I'm walking down the street. I'm walking down Main Street. I have a kilt on. No underwear.
Who pees when they're just walking? Nobody pees.
Horses do it.
Horses. That's a horse. We're talking about people.
I'm just saying. Well, people can. I mean,
but who does that?
I'm just saying. What if someone did? Would that be public urination?
Probably not. Because I would just assume that their bladder, that they have an ineffective bladder.
What y'all think, Mallon Tavern? Y'all think, you know.
I mean, because who would just urinate? Just
a crazy person? Just because? Well,
anyway, so good on you. I hope you, do
Sierra.
All right. I'm sure you will, Sierra.
That's all good.
Incontinent, yes. Punko for loose bladder incontinent. That is the word I'm looking for. Thank you. Incontinence. We don't know if you have incontinence or not. I assume they have something to determine whether or not it's incontinence or public urination.
Okay. If a drunk person, I'm just. Let me finish building this up. Drunk person's drunk. You know, they'll get caught for public intoxication. But if they happen to pee, they'll get urination, public urination as well. I bet. And they're incontinence because they're drunk. So what's the difference there? You looking up something. What you looking up?
I'm trying to see the difference between incontinence or public urination, but apparently nobody has dealt with this before.
Uh-huh.
But I think we could all agree if someone sees someone and they think it's intentional, they say it's public urination. That's what I think. But anyway, so good on you, Scottie Pippen's daughter.
So I'm trying to read through real quick.
Maybe she thought she was... Someone. Oh, now her nickname is Drippin' Pippin.
No, I think
Pee Pee Pippin.
Yeah, I think I saw JK say that.
Yes,
JK said Pee Pee.
He said Pee Pee Pippin. So someone said Drippin' Pippin.
Drippin' Pippin. So I'm trying to go through. This is a disorder.
I'm done talking about pee. We talked about pee too.
Harsher approaches to change charges.
Someone tell Jay that we talked about pee too much.
We talked about pee too much. Okay, we'll move on then. All right, so since we talked about pee too much, so let's go ahead and let's see what
weekend wrap up. Boom.
That's how you people say it, right?
Oh yeah, that's how we say it. So this we missed last week. There was a lot going on, and we needed a minute. And also,
I didn't feel good.
See, Renee, I can't just.
No, it's fine. Why can't I say I don't feel good? It's fine.
Renee,
I didn't
wasn't
feel
feeling
good.
Well. She wasn't feeling well.
I don't understand what the big deal
is. And she was going to push through, and I made the call and said, "Babe, no."
I'm feeling a lot
it's
better.
It's fine. It is fine. You need to rest. And you rested.
And I'm glad I did.
And I am glad you did. Because I think if you didn't, you would have gotten worse. Or you would have felt that bad for you know, a little bit longer. So we called it a night. You know, we kind of hung out. She rested. And everything was all as well. So on Saturday, I was supposed to go to LexiCon, which is a gaming convention that was in Lexington. I did not make it because the guy I was going with, he had a countertop guy come in, and they only could come in on Saturday, so he got that done. I didn't go down, but I did go to my gaming store and I played in the Dragons of Tarkir. Tournament. So I went and played in my first Magic tournament with just the generic Dragons of Tarkir deck, and I actually won one game and I lost eight. So hey, that was my very first tournament. It wasn't the.
I was very proud of you.
It wasn't the deck that I had built. It was a pre-made deck I bought, and I was happy to win one game, and it was a good experience. I did have one kid. Who was there with his brother. His brother was over my shoulder, and I always noticed the kid was looking at his brother, so I'm pretty sure his brother was, you know, probably giving him, they probably had some signal thing going on. But it didn't matter because dude had a pretty good hand too, so, which I didn't understand why he would need to have someone there, but I mean, it is what it is. It was all good. I had fun. I got my promo cards, and I'm looking forward to doing it again, and also getting some Dice Masters in with some folks as well. So, and Renee, you kicked it with the girls.
I did.
Yep.
And we had fun together.
Yeah. And since the last time we talked, I can't remember if we said, but Zoe and Maya both are now crawling.
Yep, like experts at it.
Yep.
They're gone.
Yep. Zoe is pulling up like a champ.
Yeah, she loves it. It's one of her favorite things to do.
And they are busy. It is like they're all over the place.
Yeah, they don't stay still. They want to be doing everything at once, and my gosh, they can be so exhausting.
Yeah, so we had to build some kind of barrier. So we've been looking at gates and play yards and, you know,
baby jail. I call them
baby jail.
Jails.
I mean, it's a baby jail. It's pretty much what it is.
Some people hate that, but I'm like,
the octagon
think
panel.
It's funny.
The panel of eight sides or
baby
something.
Jail. I like baby jail. You know, but so yeah, it's cool. So
not only
I'm
are
proud
they crawling, they're crawling over stuff. They're crawling over legs.
Yeah, you can't
contain
them. They're
busy. Crawling with toys in their hand. Maya has started clapping.
Which is super cute.
When we clap, she'll clap. When I clap, you clap. When I clap, you clap. When I clap, you clap. You horrible. Come on, Valen Tavern. When I clap, you clap. All right. Yeah.
Is that better?
And just found out today from our sitter that when she asks Zoe to make the face, she makes her
Her little squinty face.
She squinches up her face. She has
sucks air in.
She does a, you know, what you talking about, Will? It's almost like, no, what you talking about? You know, she squeezes everything together, and she goes. So, it's pretty cute. I can't, you know, you got to admit it's cute. So, what else are they doing that we haven't? Oh, they're eating like champs. Renee's making amazing meals for them. And it's simple meals. I mean, when I say amazing, I mean, it's just.
I mean, I don't know what's so amazing about it.
Broccoli, Brussels sprouts, elbow macaroni,
making
turkey,
sure they have
chicken.
A variety of healthy things to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to have a lot of junk food in their life. I might as well start them off healthy.
Yeah, yeah. So it's been amazing. It's been very good and whatnot. I'm trying to think through what else we've been up to. We played King of Tokyo. Punk Gopher told me about an amazing game that was on sale on Miniature Market. And it was Kings of New York. It's the newer version of this. And me not wanting to wait and me not wanting to pay shipping, I went to Amazon and I ordered what I thought was Kings of New York. And then I realized it was King of Tokyo. So this was the game that won a lot of awards. King of New York is the follow-up to King of Tokyo, which in a way, I'm kind of glad I got King of Tokyo, because King of Tokyo is like, you play it to introduce people. You can play that to introduce mm-hmm. people to that genre. It's just like a nice Yahtzee.
It's like
game.
Dice Masters.
Or where's that? Or am Yahtzee. I mean, you're playing Yahtzee.
Because you buy the cards like Dice Masters.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And so.
And you do rerolls.
It's like Dice Masters. So I can see us playing King of Tokyo. And then moving on to like King of New York, which is, you know, you have all the boroughs that you're trying to take over, and it'll take a little bit longer. And I can see that being pretty good with a bigger crowd. So I think this is going to be a great family game. If, you know, when the girls are older or we're down with the kids, it'd be something fun to do and whatnot. And speaking of Dice Masters, Renee and I, we played a game.
We did.
And we may have talked about this already.
Oh, we talked about this. We played it in the last.
Did we play it last time? Before the show?
Maybe not, but.
I don't know. But we've been playing. We've been enjoying it. Mm-hmm. I found a easier way to make random play for Renee and I. So we're going to do that. And the next time that we play, I'm looking forward to doing that. Instead of us going through and trying to pick cards and stuff like that, this will make it a whole lot easier, which will be great. So, was there anything else you could think of, babe?
Not this weekend. I'm good.
All right, then. So let's go ahead and get into the media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
Hey, I bet you Mr. Mahler scared you, didn't he? So, what we have on the
not much going on. I just want to say boo on everybody who spoiled Grey's Anatomy for anybody. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all crazy. Shut up.
Well, here's what happened with me. So whatever happened this past week, I heard it was crazy. I kept seeing, you know, people putting up, you know, tidbits, and after about 20 people, I finally put it all together as to what was going on. And so I decided, instead of getting spoiled by more people, I personally went and watched the episode. Renee said she decided she was not going to watch it until we get there, but I decided to watch it. And then the way I'm going to do this, I'm going to make, when we go back, which we're going to start tonight, I'm going to go back and I'm going to treat episodes as if it's a flashback. So that's how I'm going to do it. You know, I'm going to have to, because frankly, I don't know what to do, to be honest, because I was not going to be able to forget it. You know, my daughter even texted me and asked me, how could she see season 11? Because she missed the first 6 shows.
Oh, wow.
And so I guess with all the hype that happened, she went back and watched, you know, what was going on, you know. So, you know, that's kind of what happens. That's what happens when you follow so many people. Love you all, but boo on you for spoiling it if you're listening to the show. And you're on the last season of Lost.
I am. I have hammered through Lost last season. Have to say, season 5-ish into season 4-ish or season 5-ish, jump the shark. Yep. But whatever. It's not too bad. If you aren't the type for storylines to jump around, you won't like it.
Yeah.
They jump around like crazy. And if you aren't the type who doesn't know, like, if you're okay with not knowing what's going on, then you're fine. But if you don't like being confused, you won't like it, because they intentionally confuse you.
Yeah.
And I know you hate when you're confused in a show that's not clear. So you
I probably would have.
Are you okay with shows that you know are going to be confusing?
Yeah, I mean, like Memento. I mean, that's one show that if you didn't really pay attention, you'll get confused. So, I mean, that was fine. I mean, I probably would have watched a bunch of, read a lot of blogs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like when we watched, we haven't talked about this, but when we watched The One I Love.
Yes.
So that was one another Netflix that we had watched.
We did watch that.
The One I Love was a romantic. What do you call that?
Some drama. I don't know what it is.
Romantic drama.
No, I'm curious to see what it's.
It has
it's a romance film.
So it's just a romance film. What are the actors?
It's romance name? Film, drama film, fantasy film, comedy. There was
some comedy in it.
There was a few, yeah. A few bits of comedy.
It has the
rom-drama, yeah.
It has the doctor from Mini Project, Mark Duplass, and Elizabeth Moss from Mad Men.
Mm-hmm.
Came out in 2014. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. We'll leave it at that. How about that? it was pretty good. Recommend you to go watch it for sure. And then we also, I personally watched a documentary called Dear Zachary from a list of 45 Netflix shows you should watch before they leave. And it was called Dear Zachary. Let me just warn you. If you couldn't watch, this is the best way I can put it. If you don't watch documentaries like Bully, that's the best way to say it.
Yeah, it's called Bully.
If you didn't watch Bully because it would anger you,
Don't watch Dear Zachary. And I, you know, Jay told me if someone had told him what it was, like, Jay wishes that somebody had told him what it was about so he wouldn't watch it. So
yeah,
that sealed the coffin for me that I didn't want to.
Because what it said. The 45 said you need a watch, and maybe I shouldn't have said that. And I apologize to you all that may want to watch it and want the factor to happen. The description that was given was, "Dear Zachary, just watch it. That is all. That's all it said."
Okay.
I was like, "Huh, okay." So I went and read, and I was like, "Oh, okay. This is going to be a tearjerker. Yeah, I can deal with that."
Mm-hmm.
You know, hit me in my soft spot and stuff like that. No.
Nope.
So the description of it is Kurt Coon's tribute to his murdered friend, Andrew Bagby, tells the story of a child custody battle won by Bagby's ex-girlfriend and accused killer. So, I mean, that's it.
So if you don't, you know, want to watch it, because I'll just, yeah, anyway,
yeah,
it's just, yeah, I'm not gonna say that much, but yeah. So Punk Gopher says all romantic movies are dramas. Do you agree with that statement?
You know what? Let's see. Maybe. I mean, exciting, emotional, unexpected series of events.
I mean, what if it's a comedy?
Theater, radio, or television?
I wouldn't say it's... Because there are rom-coms and there are rom-droms. So... But there's some sci-fi. There's supernatural romance.
Yeah.
Like the zombie one.
Yeah.
That was a romance.
Yeah.
So, huh. Take that. Boom.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, yeah, everything's good. We watched a little bit of stuff. We need to get caught up on Grey's Anatomy, that's for sure. So.
Yeah, definitely. And I know Malinor was joking me because he was like, I didn't even know you guys watched Grey's Anatomy. I was like, yeah, we watch it. We binge watched a ton of it while, you know, when the girls first got here. He was like, you never talk about it on Valentine Cast. And I was like, well, I guess we never really thought about it, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, we don't talk about Blackish that we watch. We don't talk about.
We watch a lot of things that we don't talk about.
There's a lot of things that we do watch.
I generally talk about if there's a big show or if it's the season premiere or stuff like that. So
yeah definitely. And then there's only like two episodes left of Mad Men, so how are you feeling about that? Do you feel like they're rushing, or do you feel like that they're like they don't have a lot to,
I think they're wrapping it up, like
they're wrapping it up. It's a short season, and I don't think they had a lot of stuff to. They were just like, why are we going to try to make this? Why are we going to try to draw this out? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, they're wrapping it up pretty quick, and, you know, in some ways it seemed like it's kind of rushed, but not so much, you know. And what did you think about this last two episodes of Game of Thrones?
I like it. I like Game of Thrones.
You're liking Game of Thrones?
I am.
I wish we got more Game of Thrones throughout the year.
I think it's sexist, though. There's full frontal female nudity, but not full frontal male nudity.
Well, you said you were one that really don't like penises.
I don't. You don't like the look of penises. Equal opportunity here. I think it's sexist.
Well, I thought it was sexist in Django when they showed Jamie Foxx's Wang.
Why is that sexist?
Because there was no opportunity to have full frontal from female.
No, but show. It's different. Okay, was there full frontal they just didn't show?
What?
So was there full frontal female stuff they just didn't show?
Probably.
No.
I can't remember.
No, in Game of Thrones there was male nudity. There was obviously frontal nudity they just didn't show. It's not the same thing.
It's not sexist. Nobody wants to, but no one wants to see Man
but,
Wang.
But what is the reason, though?
No, because no one wants to see Man Wang.
We stop calling it Wang. It's a penis.
Well, man penis.
Man penis? What other kind of penis is there?
There can be female penises, too.
That's called
trans penis.
That's called a clitoris.
Trans penis.
It's just a penis.
Okay.
Anyway.
A penis that belongs to a man. That's horse penis. There's monkey penis. There's donkey penis.
Male. Let's just say. Say penis, you're assuming.
There's camel penises. So if I say man penis, I'm talking about a human penis.
But anyway, so yeah, so Game of Thrones is cool. Game of Thrones is awesome. So how did you like Game of Thrones?
Yeah, it's good. But the running joke is, I'm sorry if I offend anybody by saying penis too many times.
Whoa. Penis is a perfectly acceptable word. How can you offend anybody? That's like offending someone by saying arm.
Somebody's kid could be watching or listening.
Okay, what's wrong with
they may not want them they may not want their kid.
Saying penis is the same thing as saying arm. It's a part of your body.
Well, if you go to a person, you say kiss my arm, and you go or if you go up to the person and say kiss my penis, which one do you think they get more pissed off about?
That's putting something into context. Jay, you're just being silly now.
Okay, anyway. Anyway, so the running joke in the house is when Game of Thrones comes up, it shows the rating, and it's like, it's always mature, but it's like sex, adult, murder, you know, killing or violence, right? And then like it come up and it's like when you see the end, you're like, oh, spoiler, they're gonna be boobs in this one. Hey, but they did show some old man butt in this last episode.
Yeah,
you was digging
that's
that, wasn't
fun
you?
Yeah, oh yeah. Everybody wants to see old man butt.
Oh, did you see the post in the Tadpool about the mangina?
Yes.
You know,
so. If they want to make their penis and testicles look like vaginas, that's up to them.
So how would you feel if that's what they did on Game of Thrones? If when they did full frontal men, it was mangina.
If they what?
If it was a mangina on Game of Thrones, how'd you feel about that?
I'd be like, okay. I mean, I wouldn't feel one way or the other, I don't think.
So you just won't...
It's equal opportunity.
Well...
I feel like they don't show the man. Like, I feel like the females are almost... Something sexist is in there. So let me ask real quick.
So, in the Game of Thrones, most of the women that are showing the forefront are in brothels, right? At what point would you see full front of a man?
At what point would you?
If they're in a brothel.
I mean, I'm talking about the scene afterwards. After they left the brothel. When he's walking down the street.
Oh, you're talking about that one. Yeah. I don't know why I didn't show that. You know, because you know that if I'm thinking right, for people to show their boobs on TV, don't they get like extra money?
I'm not sure. I don't know the, I don't know.
Paid more for, I wonder if they get paid more for nudity. So there's a nudity clause. Let me see. So they... Like Halle Berry in Swordfish, which was her first nude scene. She refused to be filmed topless in a sunbathing scene, but she changed her mind when Warner Brothers raised her fee substantially. The brief flash of her breast reportedly added $500,000 to her fee. So actors get paid more for showing up the breast.
Showing of the breast.
So it's like, okay, do we want to pay old man, you know, $50,000 to show his full frontal? Or what do we gain from that? You know, or do we just pay him, you know, a couple thousand more to show his butt? And then these chicks walking around in the brothel, you know, they're getting, you know, they can get the $50,000. You know, a piece. And it's like, okay, which...
JK said he wasn't too impressed with her boobs, but guess what? Her boobs were not there to impress you.
Well, here's the thing.
Bones, I guess.
Here's the funny thing. I haven't seen Swordfish. How about that?
You know what? I don't know if I have either.
Yeah, it's one of those movies that I kind of saw, and I was like, eh, okay. You know, so... We'll see how it is. So that's the thing. So I think that's what it comes down to. It's like, do you pay more airtime for old man to show his penis? What does that add? Bleh. You know, screw it. You know, nah. We pay out for that because that's what's going to bring in more money. And you know that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wonder if don't know. It's this kind of leads me to a song I heard today is from Usher, his new song. What is it? I Don't Mind.
I don't know.
It's called I Don't Mind If You Dance on the Pole. I don't mind. You know, I'm not going to call you a hoe. Pretty much he's in love with a stripper. And so that made me think, I wonder what it's like to date a stripper. You know, and, you know, of course, like Renee has said, you have to be very confident and secure. And you really have to understand, you know, that life. You know, and when I say that life, I'm talking about, you know, the stories of, hey, babe, my dad work was, you know, I had it. You know, the guard had to bust up two old men that was trying to grope me and stuff like that, you know, and they work until like 4 a.m. So Fridays and Saturdays when you're out hanging with your friends, people are probably like, hey, where's your girl? Oh, she's working. Yeah, right. You know, they never see her. And then also I wonder if people that date a stripper, if they assume they're going to get the same, you know, when they're, you know, maybe they're just, when they're strip teasing, that is like their job. You know what I'm saying?
I think probably strippers approach different strippers approach it differently.
Right.
You know, there probably are some that hate, this is a job. Mm-hmm. There are some that probably enjoy it.
Right, right.
There are some that might enjoy the intention. There are some that might despise it, but love the paycheck. So, I mean, hey, there are definitely times when I was serving that it was, you know, there are some servers that loved it and some servers that, you know, hated it. So.
Right. So that's my thing is sometimes I wonder if someone that's dating a stripper, if they think, you know, they're going to get that same thing, you know, when she comes home, she's going to dance for me or she's going to give me a lap dance or, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, it's almost like me saying, oh, babe, when you get home, like when you work for CPK, hey, babe, you're going to serve me? You're going to ask me what I want? I don't know. So, but anyway, I thought that was interesting. That was just my offshoot of a song that I was kind of thinking about. So, How are things going for you in WoW?
It's going all right. We're I'm level 96, 95, 96, something like that. My alliance with you, playing with you, so everything's going good with that. It's good. It's good. Oh, yeah. Just I'm finding my other characters not knowing what to do. So I don't know. Like with my level 100s, you know, I feel like my primary purpose is to get all my followers up to 675 right now. So that's what I'm doing, you know, and that's a slow process. Once they're up 675, then I won't know what to do. Like the missions, the only missions that really count are that gold and
resources
and garrison.
That's all I do. I mean, I do gold, garrison, resources.
Do all of them because I get the crates. I get stuff out of the crates. So,
yeah. And we have a few people that showed up in the Valen Tavern. We have JL. He showed up and Diddy came back. And we also have Gnomewise and Dolkador is here as well.
Hi, Gnomewise and Dolkador.
Yeah,
welcome
so,
to the show.
Yeah, so Gnomewise popped in. I have to say just a huge, huge thanks to him and the folks at Alpha Geek Radio for what they do so that you can see this live streaming. And they have 24-hour stream. I mean, they have a Patreon out there, and support them if you can. They do a lot for this community, not just ours, but tons of other people out there. And, it's good to see everyone. And also JF said, you know, he's an artist and stuff, and he does do art for like friends and stuff like that. So, you know, I guess, you know, as someone in tech, I don't do that. I try not to because it's like when I turn off the computer, I'm done. But I'm not going to keep going on and on and on and on as we come to the end of the show. So, Here we go. We got some food to talk about. Because Renee did something awesome. Here we go.
The fridge is not prepared.
All right. So we're talking about some food here.
Yeah, I do. So, I'm sure other people have dealt with this before, but you have this idea in your head of what you're going to make for a meal. You have it all laid out in your head. You bought all the ingredients, and then disaster strikes. And you're making it because it's the only option you have for food, so you have to make this work. How much guilt does somebody feel if they mess up the meal? I feel tremendous guilt when I did this. I tried to make a quesadilla, which, by the way, is still in the oven. I forgot to take it out.
No, it's not. I threw it away this morning.
Oh, thank you. Anyway, so I made a quesadilla, burned the first one. I have no idea why. Well, I know why, but apparently I'm out of practice cooking, which makes me really sad.
Well,
I used to be in practice.
But you are in practice at being an amazing mom.
Yeah. So I made chicken fajita quesadillas.
Yep.
And my second and third ones were really good.
They were.
The girls had deconstructed quesadillas, which they had peppers and chicken and cheese and tortillas.
And black beans.
Yep. So
I made homemade guacamole.
Yep. Homemade salsa.
And homemade salsa.
Because
we had
it
here.
Awesome that way.
There was no point of going out buying sauce if we can make it here. You know, I've done it before. Do it again. We have cans of fire roasted tomatoes up there. Mm-hmm. So that works out great. Works out great for everyone. We also tried out a new restaurant called Zegg's.
Yeah, we did try Zegg's.
Z-E-G-G-Z. The Amazing Zegg's. And it's like a breakfast brunch restaurant. A lot of them are coming up around here. There's one by my gaming store also. I can't remember which one it is. But I will say that I'm noticing that a lot of brunch places are peeking up around here. So we went to Zegg's. A lot of you may or may not know, we have a thing every weekend. We take the girls out because they usually get up early.
They're beginning up at 5.
Yeah,
so.
5:30, if we're lucky, 6. So we get up, 7 o'clock is when the restaurant's open. We're usually the first ones in, and we go have breakfast with the girls. And it's an awesome family time for us to sit down and have breakfast. And so we usually go to Bob Evans, but then this time we went to this new restaurant called Zegg's. Mm-hmm. It was pretty good. I have to remember when I go to these brunch places and I get gravy biscuits and gravy, it's going to have the green garnish on it or all this other stuff. You know, I'm so used to Bob Evans just coming out, bringing me biscuits, bringing me my gravy in a bowl, and I'm done. I don't need the fancy stuff. Just give me the sausage gravy. That's all I need. And I'm good. But we're going back. I'm going to try out their Zegg's omelet. Renee had their creme brulee. French toast.
It was good.
Their coffee was amazing.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I was actually really impressed by it. I was not sad that I didn't make coffee before we went, like I usually do before
right,
we go for
right.
breakfast. And then friend of mine, he kind of helped me out when the girls were born. He mowed the yard for us. I paid him, of course, but his fiance has a food truck now called the Celtic Pig, and so it's a infusion of Celtic and barbecue. So I drove out there to support them, and I got some pulled pork, ribs, a scotch egg. We got some, I guess it was Celtic baked beans and mac and cheese. And we tried it. It wasn't bad. It was pretty good. I know, like with the ribs, it could have, you know, I put them in the toaster oven for lunch today.
They're better.
And I I brought them on 250 for like 10 to 15 minutes. They were pretty good.
Oh, okay. So it was a little better.
They had, what was it called? Kentucky haggis?
It was called Americanized haggis.
It was like Americanized haggis is what they had, but they didn't have lamb. So they didn't get to make it this time. So they have some haggis that we do want to try. But the thing is that the haggis, isn't like the original Celtic, where I think they use like the lining of, animal, the stomach or something like that. But they do have haggis, and she said they use the good meat mm-hmm. because other people can't handle that. So,
right.
So we'll see. I may go, the next time I do go, it'll probably just be for haggis, but it's like a 30-minute drive for me to
go. It's a long drive.
To support.
Yeah.
So that was our food. So let's jump into some Mr. Feisty and wrap this baby up.
Valentine's odds and ends.
Odds and ends.
All right. So, we had some birthdays last week. So, we're going to try to catch up on some birthdays. on last Monday, we had Hyroprot. Corey, his birthday was last Monday. That was on the 20th. On the 21st, we have Brian Densley. His birthday was then as well. Hey, Brian. And Jessica Emil's birthday was last Wednesday. Congratulations to Jessica, by the way.
Yep.
Her and Kim.
Yep.
They are expecting.
They are. Very, very much congratulations.
Yep. And then Nicole Spag's birthday was last Thursday. Happy birthday, Nicole. And then on Saturday, Michelle Lynn's birthday was on Saturday. Yesterday was our amazing raid, one of our raid leaders, Galadian. Casey, happy birthday.
Woo! Happy birthday, Galadian. Eric Taylor's birthday is this Wednesday. Happy birthday, Eric Taylor. Joel Duggan's birthday is this Wednesday. Happy birthday, Joel. Leela, one of my sister's friends and my friends. Happy birthday, Leela. And Kim Emil. Their birthdays are so close together.
Oh, man, that is amazing.
Kim Emil's birthday is on Thursday. So happy birthday to everybody.
Yep.
Those of y'all that had one, I hope you had a great one. And those of you all that are coming, I hope you all go out and have crazy fun time.
And also, so much love and so many hugs to Duckador. Was thinking about you and your family in time of loss and everything. So, much love to you guys. Hope everything's going great and everything's going okay for you all. You know, from our family to yours, we love you. You know, virtual hug. And also, hope you do come to Kentucky so that we get to see you. It'd be cool.
I would love to see you.
Definitely. All right, so it looked like that's a show, babe.
It was a great show. It was fun. A lot of penises, but that's all right.
Yeah. Yep. So if you want to reach out to Renee and I, you can email us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog. So we're at valentinecast.com. The podcast for the feed is Valentine Cast. The Facebook page is, you guessed it, facebook.com/valentinecast.
You can call us at 415-758-2278. That's 415-75-VCAST. Video can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. Jay's Twitter feed is at the cowboy. Is the cowboy. And my Twitter feed is the ice flow.
Our intro and outro music is brought to you by Pretty Lights Music. They're getting ready to do a kickoff of their new concert for 2015. It's going to be amazing for those guys. So I have to thank him for allowing us from the very beginning, almost the beginning of a Valentine Cast. You know, almost like 170 episodes of just his music, you know, helping us out. You know, intro and outro. Also to the Andrew Allen Trio. Thank you so much for allowing us to use your bed music during this show, and also penises. So go check out their Kickstarter. go out to Kickstarter and search for Andrew Allen, and you will see that they're doing a cantina, live from the cantina, and they only have 45 more hours to go. They are $280 short of their goal. So if you happen to be watching, you haven't backed it, you know, you can go out for as little as $10 to get a digital copy of the video. And if you're a show host, Brian, Andrew, those guys, they'll let you just, you know, they don't just let you use it, but ask for permission like I did. And they'll let you use their music through the show. So really enjoy what they do. Really enjoy their support. Go back them. Also, huge thanks to Alpha Geek Radio and Gnome Wise. You rock so much for allowing us to do live stream here. I was told that I put out a bad link for the chat, so I'll check that next time. I don't think I read the email that Gnome Wise sent, so that's probably all me. But if you like what he's doing, you utilize his services and you want to kick a couple of bucks or whatever you want, feel free to go out to patreon.com/alphageek and support those folks out there. So that's it. I don't have anything else. Do you have anything else?
No, I just want to say hey and glad you all came with us and see you next week.
You
want to
say hey?
Why can't I say hey again?
Hey.
Hi. Bye.
Hey, Valen Tavern, you all rock. Thank you so much for being here. And we will see you all next week. Bye now.
See ya.
Oh, wrong button. Really, babe? Boobs?
One of these days you're gonna not use that. Yeah.
This
thanks everybody
is
for
Alpha
coming.
Alpha Geek Radio.
Oh, you talk right over Scott Fletcher. Thou shalt not talk over Scott Fletcher.
Sorry.